Nikolai Gogol, Dead Souls. Listen, my good man, how many of our peasants have died since we filed the census report? Who knows? Quite a lot have died since then, said the steward. And with that, he hiccuped, covering his mouth slightly with his hand. Yes, I confess I thought so myself, Manilov picked up. Precisely, quite a lot have died. Here he turned to Chichikov and added again, exactly, quite a lot. How many, for instance? Asked Chichikov. Yes, how many? Picked up Manilov. Who knows how many? It's not known what number died. Nobody counted them. Yes, precisely, said Manilov, turning to Chichikov. I thought so too. A high mortality. It's quite unknown how many died. Count them all up, please, said Chichikov, and make a detailed list of them all by name. Yes, all by name, said Manilov. The steward said, yes, sir, and left. And for what reason do you need this? Manilov asked after the steward had gone. This question, it seemed, embarrassed the guest, on whose face there appeared a sort of strained expression, which even made him blush, the strain of expressing something not quite amenable to words. And indeed, Manilov finally heard such strange and extraordinary things as had never yet been heard by human ears. You ask for what reasons? These are the reasons. I would like to buy peasants, Chichikov said, faltered, and did not finish his speech. But allow me to ask you, said Manilov, how do you wish to buy them, with land or simply to have them resettled, that is, without land? No, it's not quite peasants, said Chichikov. I would like to have dead... How's that, sir? Excuse me. I'm somewhat hard of hearing. I thought I heard a most strange word. I propose to acquire dead ones, who would, however, be counted in the census as living, said Chichikov. Manilov straightway dropped his long-stemmed chibouk on the floor, and as his mouth gaped open, so he remained with gaping mouth for the course of several minutes. The two friends, who had been discussing the agreeableness of the life of friendship, remained motionless, their eyes fixed on each other, like those portraits which in the old days used to be hung facing each other on either side of a mirror. Finally, Manilov picked up the chibouk and looked into his face from below, trying to see whether there was a smile on his face, whether he was joking. But there was nothing of the sort to be seen. On the contrary, the face seemed even more staid than usual. Then he thought his guest might by chance have gone off his head somehow, and in fear he looked intently at him. But the guest's eyes were completely clear. There was in them none of the wild, anguished fire that flickers in the eyes of a madman. Everything was decent and in order. However hard Manilov thought about how to behave and what to do, he could think up nothing other than simply to release the remaining smoke from his mouth in a very thin stream. And so I would like to know whether you might turn over to me, seed, or however you deem best, those not alive in reality, but alive with respect to legal form. But Manilov was so abashed and confused that he simply stared at him.